chapter 10 to 12.
And it happened after 7 days that the word of God came to me and said to me,
"Tell Jeremiah to depart in order to support the exiles to Babel. You, however, remain here amid the desolation of Zion. And I shall show you after these days what will happen at the end of days."
And I spoke to Jeremiah as the Lord commanded me. Then he went away with the people, but I, Baruch, came back and sat in front of the gates of the temple. And I raised the following lamentation over Zion and said, "Blessed is he who has not been born, or he who after he was born has died. But as for we who are alive, woe to us, because we see the afflictions of Zion and what has befallen Jerusalem. I shall call the sirens from the sea, and you, Lulan, come from the desert, and you, demons and dragons from the forests, awake and gird up your loins to mourn, and take up the dirges with me, and mourn with me. You, farmers, do not sow again. And you, O earth, why do you give the fruit of your harvest? Keep within you the sweetness of your sustenance. And you, vine, why do you still give your wine? For an offering will never again be given from you in Zion, and the first fruits will never again be offered. And you, heavens, withhold your dew, and do not open the storehouses of rain. And you, sun, withhold the light of your rays. And you, moon, extinguish the multitude of your light. For why should the light rise again, where the light of Zion is darkened? And you, bridegrooms, do not enter, and do not let the brides adorn themselves with garlands. And you, women, do not pray to bear children, for the barren will rejoice more, and those who have no sons will be glad, and those who have had sons will be sad. For why do they give birth in pains, only to bury in grief? Or why should men have sons again? Or why should their kind of seed be named again, where this mother is desolate, and her sons have been carried away into exile? From this time forward, do not speak of beauty any longer, and do not talk about gracefulness. But you, priests, take the keys of the sanctuary and cast them to the highest heaven, and give them to the Lord, and say, 'Guard your house yourself, for behold, we have been found to be false stewards.' And you, virgins, who twist fine linen and silk with gold of Ophir, quickly take all these things and cast them into the fire, so that it may carry them to him who made them. And the flame sends them to him who created them, so that the enemies may not take possession of them." Now I, Baruch, say this to you, O Babel. if you had prospered, and if Zion had lived in her glory, it would have been a great sorrow to us that you had been equal to Zion. But now, behold, the grief is unending, and the lamentation is immeasurable. For behold, you are prosperous, and Zion desolate. Who will be judge over these things? Or to whom shall we complain about what has befallen us? O Lord, how have you borne it? Our fathers went to rest without grief, and behold, the righteous sleep peacefully in the earth. For they did not know this anguish, nor did they hear about what has befallen us. If only you had ears, O earth! And if only you had a heart, O dust! So that both of you could go and make an announcement in the netherworld, and say to the dead, you are more blessed than we who live. But I shall say as I think, and I shall speak against you, the land that is prospering. The noonday does not always burn, nor do the rays of the sun continually give light. And do not expect, nor hope, that you will always have prosperity and joy. And do not be excessively raised up, and do not oppress. For surely wrath will awaken against you in its own season. For now, it is restrained by long suffering, as it were by a rein. And having said these things, I fasted for 7 days.